Jeff's soccer match previews and results show, US Open Cup edition. There were 11 US Open Cup games played yesterday, Wednesday, April 17, 2024. Hartford Athletic lost at home 2-3 versus visiting New York City 2, in extra time, in a third-round match. New York City 2's T. Cal Harris scored in the 63rd minute, assisted by Jonathan Jimenez, to make the score 0-1. Hartford Athletic's Romario Williams scored a penalty kick in the 81st minute, to make the score 1-1. Hartford Athletic's Deshaun Beckford scored in the 92nd minute, assisted by Romario Williams, to make the score 2-1. New York City 2's T. Cal Harris scored in the 99th minute, assisted by Jonathan Jimenez, to make the score 2-2. New York City 2's Maximo Carrizo scored in the 109th minute, to make the score 2-3. Hartford Athletic's Marcus Epps was sent off with a straight red card in the 120th+1 minute. New York City 2's Si Tiao was sent off with a second yellow card in the 120th+2 minute. Hartford Athletic's Deshaun Beckford was sent off with a straight red card in the 120th+2 minute. Richmond Kickers lost at home 0-0 versus visiting Loudoun United, in a penalty shootout, in a third-round match. During the penalty shootout, Loudoun United's Z Ryan scored their penalty kick. Richmond Kickers' Zan Vignal scored their penalty kick. Loudoun United's Keegan Tingey scored their penalty kick. Richmond Kickers' A. Billhart scored their penalty kick. Loudoun United's Y. Learman scored their penalty kick. Richmond Kickers' Dakota Barnathan scored their penalty kick. Loudoun United's A. Abu Kura scored their penalty kick. Richmond Kickers' J. Vaughn scored their penalty kick. Loudoun United's Andrew Skundrich scored their penalty kick. Richmond Kickers' Arthur Bajua missed their penalty kick. North Carolina won at home 1-0 versus visiting Carolina Corps, in a third-round match. North Carolina's Jay Plaisius scored in the 60th minute, assisted by G. McLaughlin, to make the score 1-0. Miami FC lost at home 2-4 versus visiting Tormenta, in a third-round match. Tormenta's Jay Dengler scored in the 12th minute, to make the score 0-1. Miami FC's Luizinho scored in the 20th minute, assisted by D. Knutson, to make the score 1-1. Miami FC's Kane Dea was sent off with a second yellow card in the 45th+4 minute. Miami FC's Luizinho scored in the 45th+8 minute, assisted by Frank Lopez, to make the score 2-1. Tormenta's Connor Doyle scored in the 69th minute, assisted by P. Spengler, to make the score 2-2. Tormenta's C. Stretch scored in the 88th minute, to make the score 2-3. Tormenta's S. Vivas scored in the 90th minute, assisted by Pedro Fonseca, to make the score 2-4. Memphis 901 won at home 2-0 versus visiting Miami United, in a third-round match. Memphis 901's N. Pickering scored in the 31st minute, assisted by Emerson Heineman, to make the score 1-0. Memphis 901's N. Pickering scored in the 85th minute, assisted by D. Burzok, to make the score 2-0. Birmingham Legion won at home 4-2 versus visiting Chattanooga Red Wolves, in extra time, in a third-round match. Chattanooga Red Wolves' El Fala scored in the 12th minute, assisted by R. Ruiz, to make the score 0-1. Birmingham Legion's Stefano Pinho scored in the 48th minute, assisted by Tyler Pasher, to make the score 1-1. Chattanooga Red Wolves' R. Ruiz scored a penalty kick in the 76th minute, to make the score 1-2. Birmingham Legion's Stefano Pinho scored in the 80th minute, assisted by Tyler Pasher, to make the score 2-2. Chattanooga Red Wolves' G. Fernandez was sent off with a second yellow card in the 90th+1 minute. Birmingham Legion's Stefano Pinho scored in the 105th+1 minute, assisted by K. Hernandez Foster, to make the score 3-2. Birmingham Legion's Stefano Pinho scored in the 107th minute, assisted by P. Kasim, to make the score 4-2. Chicago Fire 2 lost at home 0-1 versus visiting Indy 11, in a third-round match. Indy 11's Douglas Martinez scored in the 4th minute, assisted by Jack Blake, to make the score 0-1. FC Tulsa won at home 2-1 versus visiting Northern Colorado, in a third-round match. FC Tulsa's D. Pacheco scored a penalty kick in the 39th minute, to make the score 1-0. FC Tulsa's M. Yusuf scored in the 45th+1 minute, to make the score 2-0. Northern Colorado's A. Martinez scored in the 65th minute, assisted by N. Powder, to make the score 2-1. Union Omaha won at home 0-0 versus visiting El Paso Locomotive, in a penalty shootout, in a third-round match. El Paso Locomotive's Armando Moreno missed a penalty kick in the 45th plus 2 minute. El Paso Locomotive's N. Dollenmeyer was sent off with a second yellow card in the 90th plus 2 minute. During the penalty shootout, Union Omaha's Joe Gallardo scored their penalty kick. El Paso Locomotive's Eric Calvillo scored their penalty kick. Union Omaha's El Mastrantonio scored their penalty kick. El Paso Locomotive's Tony Alfaro scored their penalty kick. Union Omaha's A.O. Mayak scored their penalty kick. El Paso Locomotive's Gonzalo Pelua missed their penalty kick. Union Omaha's Pedro Dolabella scored their penalty kick. El Paso Locomotive's Justin Dillon scored their penalty kick. Union Omaha's M. Bronick scored their penalty kick. Las Vegas Lights won at home 2-1 versus visiting Spokane Velocity, in extra time, in a third-round match. Las Vegas Lights's Valentin Noel scored in the 51st minute, assisted by Solomon Asante, to make the score 1-0. Spokane Velocity's D. Waldeck was sent off with a second yellow card in the 90th plus 3 minute. Spokane Velocity's Andre Lewis scored in the 90th plus 6 minute, assisted by Jay Dolling, to make the score 1-1. Las Vegas Lights' R. Alba scored in the 113rd minute, to make the score 2-1. Monterey Bay won at home 2-1 versus visiting Irvine Zeta, in a third-round match. Monterey Bay's J. Ayon scored in the 32nd minute, assisted by Urbaca, to make the score 1-0. Irvine Zeta's G. Almeida scored in the 62nd minute, assisted by E. Alvarado, to make the score 1-1. Monterey Bay's J. Ayon scored in the 65th minute, assisted by Jesus Enriquez, to make the score 2-1. Thanks for listening to this episode of Jeff's Soccer Match Previews and Results Show, U.S. Open Cup Edition. A Jeffadelic Media Podcast.